I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. The recent murder of a social worker at the Department for Children and Families has put the perils of that job in the spotlight. It also prompted state officials to condemn online comments critical of DCF workers. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, those comments are often just one side of a very complicated story.
Buffy Spencer says her daughter was taken into custody by the state in January 2013. 2 months later, she says, her boyfriend, who is a registered sex offender, moved out. It was the second time she'd had one of her kids taken by the state, and that experience is increasingly common. Last year, the number of children in state custody rose by 33%. Spencer says she knows it was wrong to have a registered sex offender living with her and her young daughter, and she knows that probably factored into the case against her.
But I was in love with him, you know.
Spencer says her daughter was taken to Brattleboro Retreat to be treated for depression. They spoke occasionally, Spencer says, and she felt like she was on track to be reunited with her daughter. Then, her daughter was moved to Massachusetts, and Spencer says she hasn't heard anything since, and she's not sure what to do.
Because I got my rights taken, so I don't know from there if I can get a hold of them to see if they'll help me out.
And that gets to part of the reason people get so heated about this. In some cases, the state is truly stripping people of their rights as parents. Adam Wood is a parent in Burlington who blogs as Tenor Dad. In a post after the Central Vermont murders, he responded to people who'd posted online in support of Jody Herring, the accused killer who lost custody of her daughter to DCF in July.
So we get a lot of negative stories about the government did this, the government did that, and it's so hard to discern. I don't know all these individual stories. Someone can go up and say, the government took my children. And my first thought is, well, what did you do to make them take your children? I didn't do anything. Okay, well, you must have done something, right? I mean, there's just come and take children for no reason, but I don't know if it was a good reason or not.
That's another tricky piece of this. The public's inability to scrutinize DCF's mostly confidential work and DCF's legal mandate not to share confidential case information make it difficult to prove or disprove allegations that the state overstepped its authority. In Buffy Spencer's case, for example, she feels like DCF caseworkers used her mental disability as an excuse to take her daughter. But DCF isn't allowed to disclose what factors went into the decision for privacy reasons. So in most cases, the allegations are met with silence. Spencer, who lost her kids twice to DCF care, has a unique perspective on the recent tragedy.
Because Lara Sobel was my investigator when my kids were taken the first time.
And although she disagrees with some of the state's decisions, Spencer takes responsibility for what happened, and she respects the work of Sobel and her colleagues.
I am the one that got her on her bad side because I refused to do what she asked me to do. But she is a good person, and she didn't deserve any. None of them deserve any of that.
DCF social workers are back at work after Sobel's funeral last week, and officials are reviewing safety and security procedures to ensure that those charged with protecting Vermont's children are safe themselves. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.